I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms testified before a congressional subcommittee on cybersecurity yesterday. Last spring, a ransomware attack hit Atlanta, disrupting the court system, water department, and erasing stored police data. Bottoms says city officials learned that they can't completely protect their network.
Quite frankly, that remains our biggest challenge. Atlanta is more prepared and resilient than ever, but we continue to need strong partnerships.
Mayor Bottoms called on the federal government to share more real-time threat information and to establish a disaster relief fund for cyber attacks. Well, the first Georgia county is officially opposing drilling for oil and seismic testing off Georgia's coast. The Liberty County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution earlier this month opposing the practice. Liberty County is just south of Savannah. The Georgia General Assembly passed a similar resolution this year. More than 15 other local governments in Georgia have also expressed opposition to offshore drilling and seismic testing. The manager of a Smyrna chemical plant has been sentenced to house arrest, probation, and a $2,000 fine in connection with the 2016 chemical spill into the Chattahoochee River. 37-year-old Carlos Conde was the plant manager at Apollo Industries Chemical Processing Plant when he ordered two workers to wash away leaking carburetor cleaning fluid with a hose. The chemicals contaminated the river, resulting in the death of wildlife. The Marietta Daily Journal reports that Conde twice denied his involvement during interviews with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which investigated the case. Former Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams was in Washington yesterday. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, she was there sharing her thoughts with Congress about voting rights.
The hearing looked at challenges to the Voting Rights Act since the Supreme Court decided the Shelby County versus Holder case in 2013. That decision ended a process requiring certain states to have changes to voting laws approved by federal officials. Here's Stacey Abrams.
Jurisdictions formerly covered under Section 5, joined now by states with changing demographics, have raced to reinstate or create new hurdles to voter registration, ballot access, and ballot counting.
Since losing the election last November, Abrams has traveled across the state and country with her new nonprofit voting rights group, Fair Fight Action. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Air Force officials will honor a Georgia air crew member for preventing a plane crash. Captain Matthew Heath of Warner Robins will receive the Corin Colligan Jr. Award Thursday. The Air Force Chief of Staff awards the trophy annually to one Air Force member who acts to minimize harm to people, an aircraft, or property during an accident. Heath saved himself, a student, and their plane after an engine malfunction. Heath was on a training flight with the student and took control of the plane to land it safely. The Telegraph of Macon reported that Heath previously accepted the Air Education and Training Command Director of Safety Outstanding Airmanship Award for his actions. And in sports, the Braves and the Cubs play Game 3 of their four-game series tonight at Chicago's Wrigley Field. First pitch is at 8:05 p.m. Atlanta won last night's game 3-2 on the strength of a two-run homer from Ozzie Albies in the seventh inning. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.